The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Christina, welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm great, Gil. How are you?
I am fine. This is a great time of year to paint because you can keep the windows open while it dries, and a fresh coat is great if you're planning to sell this spring or you just kind of want to pick me up for your home.
It is. It's truly transformative. It can make a space look bigger or feel cozier.
Yeah, it's the chameleon of home improvement and a low-cost way to transform your space. So what are some pro tips here for using color to enlarge a space?
So with enlarging, you want to use light colors like whites, creams, pastels, or cool colors. Those are the ones that are tinged with blue or green because they create the illusion of space. White or light colors also create the sense of lifting the ceiling, which enhances space. And oddly enough, darker shades can have a similar effect if you use a high gloss paint sheen, and that'll reflect light and therefore enhance the space. You could paint the trim white or a color similar to the walls, and that creates a sort of a seamless appearance that adds visually to expand the space. And then this is a cool technique. You can make the walls appear taller by painting part of the ceiling with the wall color. So you could create like a 6 to 12 inch border of the wall color on the ceiling perimeter or wherever the wall meets the ceiling.
Interesting and somewhat logical. You can also create space with stripes, right?
Yeah, because vertical and horizontal stripes and alternating colors, they can make the room feel really grand. So vertical stripes enhance room height because they draw the eye upward, and horizontal stripes draw your eye around the room's perimeter, making the wall seem further away. And if you use low contrast stripes, that is with a similar light colors, the room might look even larger.
Okay, now what if we're dealing with a different problem? The room feels cavernous. Can paint cozy it up?
Yeah, totally. This is where you want to choose the warmer colors, the ones that are tinged with red, because those darker colors absorb light. So, for example, if you've got high or vaulted ceilings, you could use a darker or a warmer color on the ceiling, use it a flat finish, and it'll seem less voluminous.
Now, paint also evokes emotions. So what are good palettes for creating calm?
Yes, I think we want zen in our bathroom and bedroom. I know I do. So that's where you go with the muted tones. And good choices are things like pale lavenders, light grays or greens, and wispy blues.
Okay, now let's talk accents.
Yeah, this is a great way. Paint is a great way to create a focal point in a room. So you could paint a fireplace in a contrasting color to the wall color. You could paint your crown moldings and other trim in white so that they pop against the walls that have color. One great tip, though, for painting trim and moldings and things, use a higher sheen of paint on the baseboards, et cetera. It creates a crisp edge and then this clear transition from the wall to the trim.
All right, so let's go now from focal points to flaws. I mean, how do you downplay problem areas?
Paint is a wonderful way to do that. So in that case, you probably want to use a low-contrast color palette. Like, for example, you paint your radiators the same color as the wall so that they blend in. And also low-sheen or flat paint colors, they hide flaws because they reduce the amount of light reflected off the wall, and that makes it harder for you to notice dents and dings.
You could also use textured paint or techniques like sponging to mask those imperfections.
Very true. It makes it hard for the eye to notice the dings as well.
Okay, now we need to address light, because color is going to look different times of day.
Yeah, one color, like a robin's egg blue, could look like Paris at sunset, depending on the amount and the angle of the sun.
So how do you test that?
Well, one trick, you can paint squares of prime drywall with your color samples and then move them around the room at different times of day to see how they appear as the sunlight changes.
Right. Christina, thank you. And for more tips on painting, visit houselogic.com/radio. Follow House Logic on Facebook at facebook.com/houselogic. Christina, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.